All right, so the topic for this month, like I said, was Ayurvedic nutrition. So, Sara, tell me, like, we've heard the term Ayurveda, right? Mm-hmm. I bet you a bunch of us have done those, like, what dosha are you? Like, quizzes online. I think that's the only term. Like, of course, I know a little bit about Ayurvedics, like how different foods create different energies in your body, right, whether heat, cooling. But, like, I have a very, very light and surface level understanding. Right. So what in the world is Ayurveda?
Okay. Let me try to explain this as simple and fastest way possible. Well, Ayurveda, the science of Ayurveda or the beliefs of Ayurveda is a very complex system. The word itself means science of life. Ayu means life and Veda is science. So it's just the knowledge of life. And basically, if you can just remember this, the goal of Ayurveda is to create balance and health and just maintain it. And their main goal is preventing diseases to happen. And how they do this is by balancing the mind, the body, and the soul. So you don't just focus on your food. For example, you need to take into account how you sleep or your lifestyle, how you control your stress level. Even the climate or the area you live in affects your dosha. So that's basically what Ayurveda is. It's just how to create and maintain health and to prevent illness.
Okay, and so that's such a good way of describing it. And I wish that's how everyone did it. Yeah. So is it the lack of balance, like the imbalance that causes disease?
It is. And in Ayurveda, we believe that almost every disease first occurs in the mind. So if you can control the mind, even such a thing, I mean, obviously it's cancer because cancer is a type of inflammation. Almost every disease first starts in the mind. And once you don't balance it and you just keep ignoring it, it slowly starts manifesting in a physical form. And then it gets to a point where it becomes incurable. So we have all these different stages where our body's saying, hey, something's off. Hey, you got to take care of this. Hey. It keeps telling you that. And then until, you know, as much as you ignore it, all at once, the body will just say enough is enough and it'll stop you by causing you to be ill.
Right, because it's trying to recalibrate itself because its ideal status is in balance.
It's balanced not just within yourself. Also, I forgot to mention, in Ayurveda, we really try to live in balance with Mother Nature. So everything we do, we follow the cycle of Mother Nature, whether it's the time that you should get up, the time that you should go to bed, the time we eat. We make sure to eat seasonal food. Local food, everything we do is to respect Mother Nature and to become one with the big mother, which is, you know, the big conscious energy.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so beautiful. And I had no idea because I really did think that Ayurvedics was simply just a body physical thing. I had no idea that it incorporated mind, body, and soul. And I think that this group in general, we very much focus on our mindsets, our habits. We've been working on even aligning ourselves and our foods and our activities with our feminine cycle.
That is so important.
So, and last month, we worked on chakras and how we can kind of like know what our body's signaling us based on what chakras could be blocked, what foods we could eat for it, what yoga poses we could do for it, what mental state we can get into. And so we really do focus on that. So this is going to be such a great addition
to us
learning.
I mean, that's a wonderful thing because yoga is actually the sister of Ayurveda. So they go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other. So it's wonderful.
You're like blowing my mind. I didn't know half of this stuff. That's awesome. Thank you.
Of course.